This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The healthcare industry, and it is an industry, walks a fine line between being an essential public good and profitability, or at least not actively losing money. And with more and more medical balances due coming out of consumers' pockets, thanks in part to a rise in high-deductible health insurance, hospitals are thinking really hard about the best ways to collect. From the Health Desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
CEO Craig Froudy says business is booming for his company, Care Payment, which works for hospitals offering patients no-interest payment plans.
We will actually double in revenue this year, and we'll probably double again in 2015.
The Kaiser Family Foundation reports workers with deductibles has jumped from 55% to 78% since 2006. Froudy says that's why hospitals are lining up outside his door.
What we're really seeing is, you know, patients are having to figure out how they're going to afford health care.
Hospitals do a good job getting money from insurers, but when it comes to what individuals owe, Froudy says it's just about 17 cents on the dollar. And that won't cut it as collections becomes a bigger part of the business.
We're trying to get ahead of this curve because we want to be able to continue to be financially viable.
Melanie Wilson is with North Carolina-based Novant Health. 2 years ago, Novant stopped offering a payment plan with a 12% interest rate and introduced a no-interest option. She says more people started paying their bills.
They see that we're not here just to make money. We're here to do the right thing.
Not all hospitals can go that route, though. Sandra Wolfskill with the Healthcare Financial Management Association expects some hospitals to keep using loans or credit cards with interest because those lenders give hospitals money up front.
I think the hospitals that are financially stressed may be more inclined to go with the credit card because it moves their cash flow much quicker.
Wolfskill says patients often don't know what they owe until the bill shows up. She says hospitals got to find a way to make that stop. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.